Hey, it's the Pete here with 666 Cast, episode 46.
Woohoo!
And I'm here with my old buddy Stu.
Hi.
And we're walking west on, what is this, 34th, past the historic Macy's. Biggest damn store I think I've ever been in, although I was in Harrods once. I don't know if that's bigger.
I believe Harrods is bigger. I believe this is the biggest department store east of the Mississippi.
Wow. So there's a bigger one west?
I believe so, but I can't confirm that.
Huh.
Because Macy's been around for so long, but I think somebody's got to have built something bigger.
Yeah.
There's got to be something out in the Mall of America
that's
where there's like one of them that's just got to be like dwarfs this. Although, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah, 8.
Yeah. And there's the old entrance right there, which I don't think you can even use anymore. Maybe that looks like the original main entrance, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. Anyway, so last time Stu and I hung out, we were talking about Egypt, and obviously since then some things have changed.
Only minor, just really, really,
really
minor stuff.
Right. But it was interesting because I felt like, you know, at that point when we were talking, like there was only really one outcome that would be at all good, and the other one would just be really, really sucky and horrible because it would mean lots of people getting killed.
Yeah.
So thankfully, you know, that the good one happened, and he had a brain and stepped down and decided not to kill a bunch of people, unlike all the other copycat leaders.
Well, plus the military was behind the people, which I think was
that's
the
true
big thing, because if the military started to back him, he totally would have went that route.
True. Well, I don't know, though, because I still, like I said the last time we hung out, I feel like he would have, you know, all eyes were on him, you know,
right,
and what he would do. So I don't know if he would have had the balls to do it with the whole world looking at him. And it is really the whole world. It's not just like the whole world's news agencies. It's like, no, it's all of us via the internet.
Right.
So because of what happened in all the other countries, as soon as Egypt or Mubarak toppled was, basically, there was violence almost everywhere, and nobody cared because we couldn't all focus on all of them at once. You know, it was like, you know, Libya and Bahrain. Bahrain cracked down first, then Libya did, and then China, which you were telling me just before we started recording about the whole...
But China didn't do any violence. What they did was they would hear about... They did a big clampdown on any of the news agencies and all the Twitter stuff and the Facebooks about anything to do with any of the uprisings in other countries.
Mm.
And there were some people who were trying to start protesting China through social media, but what would happen is they would show up and the place would be flooded with police.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let anybody congregate in any type of a group. So before it could even begin, they were like stopping it, and they were clamping down on anybody even being able to organize any of it.
Yeah, so like you were saying, like three people show up in a town square someplace, and the cop swoops in and goes, yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You can hang out.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, certainly preferable to waiting until there's hundreds or thousands of people in a town square and then shooting them, or pulling out your gun and threatening to shoot them. But even still, it's sad that, you know, China can't loosen up. But like, you know, like I was saying, you know, like I was saying before we started recording, you know, China is basically the new America, essentially. You know, we're starting to, you know, get bought up by them, which I think is funny because I'm such a Japanophile, and back in the 80s and 90s, we just assumed it was Japan that was going to own us. But,
dude, Japan's going to be bypassed. It's going to be do not pass go, do not collect 10,000 yen, go straight to
right,
to China.
Right.
And, of course, this is funny, yet not so funny, but my company is going to end up being bought out by one of the largest accessory manufacturers based in China, which has actually been buying up a lot of the accessory companies here in the United States because even though they own the factories in China, they don't have a foothold within the accessory market within the United States. So they're just buying up the companies so that way they can control both ends of it a lot easier.
It's sort of like how the original movie theaters in America were all owned by movie studios.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have the Paramount. It wasn't just called that because it was a really big theater. It was called that because it was owned by Paramount Studios. So it was like they're looking to create sort of like their own design and distribution, you know, funnels, essentially, right?
Yeah, but my question is,
what's up with that?
At what point does it become a monopoly, and at what point does the U.S. government step in and try to break it apart?
Right.
I mean, they did that with the telephone companies back in the day.
Right, back in the, 83 or something like that, I think it was.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll do that right now, because I think certainly the Republicans would say this, but probably everybody in D.C. would say, well, we want foreign investment, because that creates jobs.
Where? All the stuff is manufactured in China.
Right. Well, that's the thing, and you might get redundancied. Yeah, redundancied. Yeah, that sounds fine.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Under redundant, it says see redundant.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it's like that would be the excuse. We want foreign investment, and it's like, because that's how we get money. And it's just like, wait,
right.
The reason we're getting foreign investment, oh, it was like during the Oscars. We actually watched the Oscars this year, because our mutual old friend, Stu and me have an old friend, Carson, who puts on an Oscar party every year. And this year I actually broke down and went.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it was fun. We basically made fun of it like Mystery Science Theater style, and right. We just catcalled everybody. And
did he make you fill out the form? And
yeah.
You guys do the betting? Okay. did he win again?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
he got 12 out of the 13 predictions.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, I know. And so somebody else was like, you rigged it. I'm like, how does he rig it? You know, anyway. But it was a fun time. But during the Oscars, there was a commercial for BMW, and they're basically talking about how BMW is opening a plant in North Carolina where they will make cars. They will produce, or they will, you know, manufacture cars in the United States. And how great is that? That they're coming in and investing in our country and giving our guys jobs and stuff. And I'm like, well, the reason they're doing that, and the commercial was like, you know, so proud of this, and like, you know, oh, they're coming in and they're doing all these great things. Only a special car company would do that, and that's BMW. And I'm like, no, only a car company that smells fresh meat. It's called, our dollar is worth shit, so we're cheap. We're cheap, cheap labor. We're becoming the new Asia, while China is becoming the new us. You know, and so, like, it's bad that they want to build factories here, because it means we're cheaper than Asia or Mexico, you know? So it's just like, that's, to me, regardless of the job thing, it's just like, because they will, you know, have to have some jobs. They will hire some people in the U.S.
Right.
But,
they're not going to hire car designers.
But,
they're not going to have all the Germans come over and do all that shit. Or they're just going to have them work it out.
Yeah, they won't even come over. They'll just design it in Europe and, you know, design it to American code or to fit our regulations.
Just have the American robot workers go in there and do their robot thing.
Right. Exactly. Because everything's robotic these days.
If they were smart, they'd fucking open up a plant in Detroit where they could get people who probably work a hell of a lot cheaper than the people in China.
That's true. Because that city is practically dead.
Oh, my God. It's horrid.
It's fucking scary. I mean, if I weren't married and established here in New York, I'd be like, we should totally move to Detroit because real estate is dirt shit cheap, man.
Seriously. It's like back in the day when you could buy an entire building up in Harlem for a dollar in the 70s.
Wow.
Like, seriously, the city was like, no, buy it for $1.
Wow.
Own it. Build it up. Do stuff. Now, I can't even afford to move there.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Well,
of course, there was the whole, you know, crack epidemic and all that, but we won't talk about that.
Right. Well, there was probably a good reason for buildings to be worth a dollar back then.
Yeah.
But that's Detroit now, and there's just like buildings and abandoned, and you know, and it just it's actually, I've seen pictures. There are guys that will go there and take, you know, pictures of like abandoned buildings, and it's just, they're amazing and gorgeous. And there's I forget which plant it was. There was some huge car plant that was built. It was so big they needed like all this support, you know, industry basically. So they like essentially built a mini town around it, and so they built this huge, gorgeous movie theater there, and absolutely stunning old time movie house. It looked like something right out of the heyday, and I found a website, or I found a blog someplace, probably on Tumblr or via Tumblr. Basically, when their economy fell apart, they basically converted this old movie theater into a parking garage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when basically you can park your car, if you park your car on the top level, you look up and it's this gorgeous ceiling. And it's just like, oh fuck. So, okay, so for the listeners at home, we're now inside the big big post office.
James Farley, McFarley, something?
I think it's just Farley, it's not McFarley. Silly. So, no, I don't know.
You mean Spawn doesn't live here?
McFarland, sorry.
Oh, no, that's McFarland, yeah.
But yeah, this place is beautiful. It's like wicked old. When was it? 20s, I think? I forget. I used to know this, actually. But it's right across the street from Madison Square Garden. And Steve's got to mail his tax stuff, because he actually, unlike me, he actually made money last year. So, what do you need? Can we just go to the ATM?
Do the confirmation stuff.
Well, that's the green. Is it the green thing? Yeah, no dishes this week, but you get to listen to us hunt around for the right paperwork so Stu can make sure his tax paperwork gets in. Those are delivery confirmations. Do you want like return receipt or certified mail? Certified mail?
No, certified. So it's return, like an email receipt. Confirmation, so that it's.
Hi, by any chance did you find a loose envelope over here?
No.
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 Nothing at all. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we could just get online and then ask. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you can find a guy who works here.
Big Island.
Oh, Big Island. Yeah, check out that reverb. This is a big room.
Oh, they're going to turn this... they're going to get rid of this, and this is going to be the train station.
Seriously?
Different.
Why?
Because they don't use most of the building.
So no more post office open 24 hours a day?
No, it's not 24 hours now.
It isn't?
No.
When did that happen?
Shut down at 10 o'clock. This
happened. Oh, my God. Glad I didn't get my post office box here. Jesus.
Wow.
That's what you want,
like,
isn't it?
Months.
The return receipt?
It's
not an email thing, but they'll mail it back to you, so you'll get it in the mail. You'll get a postcard back, essentially. I used to work in a mailroom, so some of these things I know.
No, one the thing where it's like they scan it and then I can find it. When
well, that's the green thing, the delivery confirmation, the green thing, the bright fluorescent green thing.
No, that's not it.
I don't think it's over here. It was that green thing.
No.
Yeah, you stick it on. I don't see it. It was back at that other one.
Okay.
But that sucks. This building is totally gorgeous and you know, well, except for that. Whoa, what is that? Did somebody explode up there? It's red.
It might just be the coloration from whatever it is I had to see through.
You see up here,
paint's
true.
Peeling.
Yeah. I took a picture of this place when we first got here 2.5 years ago, or almost 3 years ago now, and I don't remember it being this beat up. But maybe it's been a rough few years. Anyway, but this place was built in, what do you call it? Because originally it was Grand Central was the main post office for New York City,
Manhattan.
Yeah. And so, but they got too busy, So they're like, we need a separate place for mail. And I thought that was what this place was for. But, yeah, there's the bright green. Nope, that's certified. I don't know if you can get an email. Maybe, you mean from the website?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I just, like, type in the number and...
Yeah.
Okay.
That is definitely what you want.
Yeah, because basically I stick that on and I keep this.
That way I don't have to go through the...
that self-doubt phase. So we're good on 15 minutes so far. Okay. And I can pause this, actually, if we think we're getting boring or off-topic or anything. I don't want to edit it, though. I'll pause it for now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oops, I inserted a chapter. Sorry, folks at home. Hang on, I'll figure this out in a sec. And we're back.
Hi.
Did you miss us?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Sat there while I rehat.
So, yeah, so... apparently, because the one underneath Madison Square Garden was so crappy, they wanted to expand it, make it bigger, and move it over into here. Because the big post office, which is a great, huge brick building, more towards 10th Avenue.
Let me walk on this side, so I can leave this in my pocket here.
It's more towards 10th Avenue. It's where all the trucks go and everything. Hmm. That's what does most of the business.
So it's closer to where the business is.
Yeah. Because this building, even though it takes up an entire block, is still hollow in the center. It's like a big courtyard thing.
Oh, wow.
You can check it out if you Google Map it.
Wow. I'll have to do that.
All right.
Revolving door.
I Google Map everything before, you know, I go and mail strange packages.
Why?
I don't know. I figure it's a very sinister thing to do, so might as well do that.
Okay. You know, so you'll definitely show up on somebody's terrorist watch list.
Dude, look at me.
Yeah, good point.
I got a big top hat on and a long Victorian coat. All I need is the big, long, curly mustache.
Yeah, you could be a member of Anonymous. You could have that, you know, V mask, you know.
Here we go. I just need the big, curly mustache and a cane and be like,
oh, right. Yeah, where is your cane? You should have a cane.
The canes are at home. I usually don't carry them
not to
unless
work.
I'm going
to
go somewhere because all my canes are actually sword canes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not bad.
And that's a concealed weapon, and yeah. you can't really do
trouble.
That in New York.
Yeah, actually, a guy I know from Santa Cruz was in town. I don't know. Where are we going to go? Where do you want to go?
Can
we head back up to your neck of the woods? Well, actually, I can't really jump in and on and off the subway right now. I'm unlimited for now. So.
Right.
So you want to just find a corporate coffee someplace, or is there a non-corporate coffee place that you know of, or do you want to do?
There's Seattle's Worst in the Manhattan Mall.
Manhattan Mall, awesome. Let's go there. I haven't been in the Manhattan Mall in ages. Actually, we tried to go there once when Sierra and I first got here, and it was being renovated, so there was like two stores we could actually walk in. So, and that's just down here, isn't it?
Yeah. It used to be the old A&S Plaza, and it used to be a lot bigger, but then they took half of it and turned it into corporate offices.
Wow.
So it's only half the mall it used to be.
Wow. Do they still have the food court there?
No more food court.
Oh, wow. Because that's how long it's been since I've been inside there.
That's a long time.
There's a food court. A long time ago. I think it was 97.
Wow.
When I was there last.
97 was a long time ago.
Anyway. But it's funny. So your company is getting bought. And I feel like, you know, jobs are just as scarce as they've always been. My boring day job is for an architectural firm, and it's wicked part-time. They basically call me up and have me come in when they have work for me to do, which for the last 2 weeks has been not at all. And so, you know, it's really slow at an architectural firm, which means nobody's really building or renovating or redesigning or anything else.
Doing add-ons.
Yeah. I mean, people are, but it's not as busy as it has been. You know, because the same position was held by my wife before me, and it, I mean, it's been paying for groceries and rent for the last 2 years, or a year and a half, actually. And so, like, but all of a sudden, you know, it's dead. It's basically been dead for the last 2 weeks. And before that, it was, I think the week before that, I only went in for a day and a half.
Wow.
So, you know, it's actually been pretty dead for 3 weeks. But I know that's not much in the great scheme of things, but it just adds to the level of unemployment and general business slowdown that's been going on. Mm. And, you know, and it's like, this is New York City. If there's any place that you should be able to easily find a job, you'd think it would be here.
It's hard, apparently. Well, Marshall's, I mean, not Marshall's. Yeah, I think Marshall's is hiring, and there's a couple of, like, chain stores and stuff. But like, apparently just getting jobs at, like, Starbucks is kind of hard.
Wow. That's bizarre. How we're doing time-wise. Okay, 20 minutes.
Around 20 minutes.
Yeah, so my concern is just, like, you know, it's just not a good time to be an American, you know? I mean, just on a purely selfish survival level, it's just, like, you know, it's just, like, it's just not a good time to be looking for a job, and there's so many people who are looking for a job, and if you've got a job, good God, cling to it with all your might, because it's going to be difficult to find another, you know? And, you know, and it's like to listen to these Republicans talk and the Democrats, their silence, you know, it's tough to pay attention to the news these days because it's just like there are no solutions. No one's suggesting anything that sounds like it's going to work, you know.
I feel bad for all the kids in college that are graduating and they're going into a job market that's flooded with unemployed people who have job experience.
Yeah.
There's this woman who's on Craigslist who is like, you know, hire Suzanne or whatever. And she's like so pissed off. She wants to just like get swarms of people and like protest the fact that they can't get jobs. And the fact that they can't get a job because they have no experience. And she's like, well, wait a minute. I thought that's why I went to this college institution to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can get a job because I really need the experience. Because, hey, look, I got an education. And I still can't get a job?
Right. Oh, hey, here's the Hotel Pennsylvania, where I attended many a Star Trek convention as a child. Well, as a teen and a young man.
This is supposed to get bought out, and a big building is supposed to go up in its place. It's supposed to rival
seriously?
The Empire State Building.
This is where that's going to go?
Which is funny, because the company that's supposed to buy out my company didn't want to move into the Empire State Building because if they do build that big building, it's going to mess up the feng shui of the Empire State Building.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, they have a guy who, like, his whole entire job, he gets paid to deal with the feng shui of all of their offices.
This way?
Of all their offices. Like, that's his gig.
Wow. Now that guy has a job. This is what I'm getting at. Believe it or not, this is exactly what I'm getting at.
but he has a
job. It's not a good time to be an American in America. If we go to other countries, I would imagine it's much easier to get work because we won't be in America at that point where jobs are scarce and the economy seems to only be getting worse despite the fact that no one wants to admit that. You know, Austin Goolsbee, who's the Obama's like big money man, keeps going on The Daily Show trying to convince everybody that we're turning around, we're going to win the future. And Stuart's just like, really? Do you have to say that? Can you just not say that anymore on my show, at least? Because win the future. What the fuck does that even mean? It's ridiculous. But, you know, that's what they keep repeating themselves. I'm like, what does that even mean? Is the future a prize?
I mean, it is.
But who are we going to win it from? And why do we have to win it at all? Why can't we just, you know...
Who are we going to lose to, I guess, is the question.
Well, that's ultimately, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's funny is that
their grill. All right.
There are factories in China that are having a hard time keeping workers because the workers want to go off and work for Western companies because they make more money.
Wow.
And the wages are so crappy in China.
They'll have to change to keep up with the demand. You know, they don't want to lose the personnel to other companies, so they're going to have to start paying more. But they'll be able to pay more because the entire... you know, world economy is shifting.
Yeah, but the problem is Target, Walmart, and Kmart don't want to spend more money. And now they're...
True.
That's why they're trying to look towards Vietnam and Cambodia and all
next,
these other countries.
The next wave of, of cheaper labor.
Yeah.
What were you saying? You were saying something about Vietnam last time.
They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the roads and the ports and the shipping and the ways to get goods in and out. And the factories are just not as strong.
Here we are.
Thank you. Sorry. So they have a hard time.
Thank you.
They have a hard time dealing with being on the
base. Well, so, yeah, you should be on this side.
Sorry.
He's got the mic in the middle here.
Mike is in the middle? Oh, poor guy.
No, he's fine. He enjoys it. but so if they don't have the infrastructure, how can they be moving to Vietnam? How can they be looking at Vietnam? Are they going to build the railroads and the highways? And
it's an investment in the future.
For the whole... but is Vietnam going to do it? Or are businesses going
to
do it?
No, the businesses are going to have to do it.
Wow.
If they want to be able to make cheaper goods, they have to invest.
Wow.
One of the ways to invest is to build railroads and you know, expand outwards.
What do you want to do? Up or down? You want to just sit someplace? What do you want to do? Wow, this is... I haven't been in here since the refit. We were able to just, like, walk around the whole way, and this whole center section was blocked off, so we couldn't see them building the sexy elevators, or escalators.
Yeah, let's go up and do the loop-de-loop.
Yes. It's a very ornate mall. It kind of reminds me of the Hollywood and Highland complex in L.A., but it's newer. Not that Hollywood Highland is that old.
They got lions.
It's true. I wonder if they look
sad.
They look horrified, actually. If you look into the eyes of these lions, they look like, oh my god! You know, like they're really upset.
It was sad. They probably molded it off of the cowardly lion, and the cowardly lion thought that he was going to die in the molding process.
Could be. But anyway, so my ultimate point is just that, you know, if we leave... I skipped over Vietnam. So businesses are going to come in. So isn't it a good idea to be in one of these other companies because they're still going to find cheaper labor, at least for now?
They're always going to find cheaper labor.
Yeah.
China used to be the cheapest labor. Now it's starting to build up because their economy's building up. They're building up the company, the country and the infrastructures. And they're embracing capitalism as much as the... "quote unquote
communism."
So it's going to change, and like you were saying earlier, they are going to be the next economic superpower.
Yeah,
and we're going to be taking a back seat, and I'm be really happy to see what the Republican establishment is going to have to say when that happens.
Well, they won't admit that it happens. They'll just pretend. They'll act like it hasn't actually happened. They'll still say stuff like, you know.
USA number one.
Exactly. We're still in charge. You know, we're still the planet's only superpower. Look at our military. You know, because we'll still be spending the same amount of money on our military, or if not more. The catch is, our money is worth so much less than it has been in the past that's like not saying much. So it's still saying a lot from our perspective as Americans, but not in the great scheme of things. But Toys R Us Express. Save up to 50%. See, even our toys are cut down in price. I so want to buy a Nerf sword. I just won't let myself. you know, and I guess that's the sort of thing that bugs me as somebody who pays attention way too much. It's like, I mean, you've known me forever, and like I've always been bitching about the economy tanking.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I mean, when I started seeing, like, you know, toy prices go up, but toy buying go down, that to me was like the beginning of the end. That was like the canary in the mine shaft as far as our economy is concerned. As stupid as it sounds, you know, my thought was, when parents stop buying toys for their kids, that means we don't have a thriving economy anymore.
Yeah.
Because, well, that just makes sense. I mean, if you can't afford to buy toys for your kids, you're gonna focus.
Or you want to keep walking?
I'm good with walking.
Okay.
I don't walk very much, so. But you know, so that was my feeling. And, you know, HKB totally closed down. There were a bunch of Toys R Us's that closed up in California. Full Tower Records bombed, and so when, you know, people stop buying records, it's not just because of file sharing. It's because nobody wants to spend $20 on a CD anymore.
Especially when they can go to Kmart. Go to Walmart and get it for cheaper. And Walmart is the one who they dominate the markets and can push the pricing and push for cheaper pricing.
Right.
And that's part of the reason why Toys R Us is losing its toy share, because Walmart is undercutting them. They're actually losing money on their toys, jacking up the prices on milk and dairy
to
cover the costs.
Right. It's sort of like the Black Friday trick where they mark down a couple of big items but mark up the price on other things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, so it's a bad day to buy anything except what's on sale.
Yep, totally. So,
but, you want to head down?
Let's go around and use the working one.
Oh, it's actually
Are we use this working one?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Wow, 3 going down, 1 going up.
Please, come in and buy.
Huh?
Please, come in and buy. That's why there are 3 going down and 1 going up. You want more people coming in.
Well, hell does the same thing.
Oh, it's hell.
Yeah, all the escalators go down. Not very many of them going back up.
Yeah, that's interesting. But it's good that they have at least 1 or 2 going up, just in case of mistakes. You know?
Yes. We can go check out the walk around and look at men's stuff.
Oh, this is all JCPenney down here,
This is all JCPenney.
Wow.
If only things just cost a penny.
Yeah. Well, I learned that 5 and dimes started with the Woolworth, because they this guy called Woolworth noticed that people really liked the nickel table, the way department stores used to be. You would walk up to a counter and then look through a catalog of what you wanted to buy, and then you'd point to a clerk, you'd say, "This is what I want to buy," and the clerk would go get it for you. But in the meantime, oh yeah, pop culture aged. Yeah, Tootsie Pop Owl t-shirt.
No.
I used to work for the guy who made that.
Yes.
Yep. Back in 1971. That was when he did it, not when I worked for him. I would have been a month old or something. Anyway.
You're an old one, aren't you?
Yeah, no. Totally lost my train of thought. Don't distract me with pop culture, man.
Sorry.
Every time. Here's this music in the background.
Don't
listen to the music in the background.
Should we head back out?
Yeah, this is kind of crap. JCPenney. Oh, yeah. So in the meantime, while your clerk guy was getting all your products, your clothes and whatever. Oh, right. Sorry, left. Good thinking. Thank you. You would just be standing there twiddling your thumbs waiting, and so they'd set up a nickel table, and it would have a bunch of stuff on display that you could buy one of each for a nickel. And so the guy noticed how popular these were, and people would sometimes not even buy anything from the catalog, as they would just go straight for the nickel table and buy all this stuff off the nickel table, and that was it. So he's like, why don't we just screw the stuff in the back and just have a bunch of nickel tables? And then, of course, with a little bit of inflation, maybe the depression hit, I forget what it was, upped it and he started doing a nickel table and a dime table. And, you know, and then that way it became the 5 and dime.
Ah.
And then they just spread all over the country. But apparently the first 5 and dime was here in New York City, I think. It's the Bowery Boys podcast again. BoweryBoysPodcast.com, ladies and gentlemen. Like, if you're interested in New York history, it's an awesome podcast.
Good stuff.
It is. But anyway, so the moral of, or the point ultimately to me, though, is that, you know, you want to be in another country right now if you want to have a good, if you want to feel comfortable about finding work. Because I think as American citizens, we still are looked at as, you know, relative, I don't want to say experts, but something.
Maybe we just walk around on this floor.
Okay, sure. I think generally people want to work with Americans. Americans are generally liked. Not
in America.
No, I mean around the world. I mean generally, you know, when you meet people, as long as you don't bring up politics, you're fine. Because once people start talking politics and they're like, so why didn't you stop your country from invading Iraq? And it's just like, what are you talking about? I couldn't stop that. What was I supposed to do? What? I mean, I don't even have a sarcastic answer to that, you know? Just like, nothing could be done. It wasn't up to us. hell, we didn't even elect that guy, definitely, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? You could have taken a page from the Egyptians and just had protests and overthrow the government. I mean, look what they did. Come on, you're Americans. You're strong. You can do that,
right? It took them 30 years to get around to doing that, though. That's what I like to point out. And even then, they only did it when they got the idea from somebody else.
So don't blame me. Always bringing in the time and somebody else.
Yeah.
And
context, yeah. History, yeah. It's always a drag to bring that shit in, huh? Anyway, no, the point is that it would seem like the best time to not be in this country... No, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks. It's just for me.
Fun.
Yeah, thanks.
My thought is that the best time... or the best place to be right now in America is someplace else outside of America.
Right.
Because of this very thing. It just doesn't seem like, you know, jobs are coming back at any great amount. I don't see any big solutions being offered for how to bring jobs back. So the question that I just have for anybody claiming to be a leader or a politician is, what are you going to do? You know, because what is going to happen? I mean... do you see anything?
Everything's got to play itself out. This is the thing, is that there's certain things that are in motion that... It's like the
proverbial rock. You know, rolling down the proverbial hill.
Mm. Do you stop the rock, or do you chase it and wait for it to stop, and then deal with the rock? Like, do you get in its way and get crushed, or do you wait for it to go as far as it can go, then, using your energy, move the rock and put it to where you want it to be.
Right, right. Well, I just want to find another hill where there are no rocks falling. I think that's my thing. You know, because I see, in this city especially, I see so many foreigners, you know, tourists, people who just moved here because it's cheaper than living in their home country.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, I just know that the reason that is because... our economy sucks ass, and our dollar is so much cheaper than their whatever, whether it's a euro or a pound or a yen or whatever. I mean, even though Japan has their currency pegged to ours, they're still doing better than us. I mean, we're dragging them down, but, you know, it's still better to be from Japan or from the UK or whatever, and then come here. And I just don't see anything like that changing. And I don't want
Brits totally came over around Christmas time. We're buying up stuff left, right, and center.
Wow.
It's
cheaper
for them.
Yeah, totally. But that's what I mean. And so, like, you know, when is that rock going to stop falling, stop rolling, you know? I mean, that's the question.
Ask your buddy Ben Bernanke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know what? He doesn't know either.
No, he doesn't know. But at least he's honest about the whole printing money thing. That was nice. He was on 60 Minutes. He actually said, yeah, this is definitely more akin to printing money than borrowing it. And I'm like, wow, national TV, huh? You just admitted it. All right, well, fine then.
Well, what are people going to do? They're going to be like, oh, well, we don't trust America anymore? Come on.
Well, yeah, but that's what was it? Robert Gates, Defense Secretary, was like, you know what? Nothing WikiLeaks could ever harm our reputation in the long run, because we are the biggest kid on the block. They have to deal with us, whether they want to or not.
So, anyway, let's see how we are on time.
37. Wow, we're totally past the 30-minute break. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Well, size-wise, that's a pain in the ass, because Tumblr only lets me have around 10 minutes.
Oh.
So, I mean, I can host it on archive.org, but... Sorry. Kawaii Nihonjin girls. Anyway, so we'll wrap this up. Thanks for listening. This is the Pete.
And Stu.
For the 666 cast, episode 46. We're like middle-aged now. This is crazy. I think I said that last week. Oh, and there will be a new episode next week, because I'm going to be in my intensive Japanese class next weekend. Very excited for that. But I did record an extra show last week, a 666 cast special edition, on one topic all by myself, jabbering about how our entire way of life may be built on a hollow lie.
We
so
sit
tune
on the
in.
Throne of lies.
Yes, not just the emperor's clothes might be new or whatever, but like all of our clothes might be like the emperor's clothes. Not literally, of course. You know what I mean. Anyway, so just watch for that in a week's time. Probably, is it the 13th or 14th? 14th, I think it is. Not this weekend. Not today, as this is released on Sunday. but the following week, next weekend. So there you go. I don't know what I'm gonna do for the following weekend because I got Japanese classes then too. So I'll figure something out. Or maybe we'll have to hang out again in 2 weeks.
Horrors.
Yeah.
Horrors.
Anyway, enough from us. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please let us know what you think. Twitter.com/thepete or website 666, or you can call the 666 hotline, which I can't remember right now. But I know it starts with 704 and ends with 6661. 694 maybe in the middle? I don't know. Anyway, just go to website 666.com and it'll all be clear to you. Thanks for listening. The Pete signing off.
Bye.